Six in a row, 7 from 11 for Be Good to Your Mother at this stage. They're roaring at home, as Matty Hill said. And I think if you listen closely, you can hear that sigh of relief from Dan Bowman as he passed the finishing post in front. He joins us this morning. Congratulations, Dan.
Thanks, Warren.
How are you feeling this morning?
Yeah, a bit drained, probably from a long day for the races, from the first to the last, and having to wait around a lot of the day for that. Good relief.
What was your expectation going into the race? He's obviously building that record that we've outlined. That was his toughest test to date. How were you feeling going into the race?
I was extremely confident, but it was just very hard to keep a lid on it, keep it low-key, not let anyone know that I was as confident as I was, because you don't want to look like a mug. They do have to go to the races and prove it, but, you know, I can wash him and he's other level, and we thought that with our residual fitness we could do what we did yesterday.
How did that performance meet with your expectations?
Yeah, that was, I didn't expect him to do it as easy as he did, in terms of how far he beat some better horses, but we thought that would be the game plan, you know, lead, control the race, put the unfit ones and the ones with weight to the sword from the 600 and get them out of their comfort zone, and sort of just all went to plan, really.
Dan, we saw you pacing around outside the broadcast yesterday morning, so it was a long day for you. You had runners in races 1 and 9, and really the horse that could be, you know, your big future running in race number 7. And we had a bit of a chat. You were held yourself together pretty well, but there were little moments there where you couldn't help but make us believe that you were pretty happy with the horse going into it. In fact, after I sort of got off air, everything made sense that he was going to be the horse to beat, and I almost had the same confidence as Warren Huntley had, because he was declaring it as early as Thursday of this week. So congratulations to you, and you've unearthed a very exciting horse, and it must have been a magic moment, because there's a lot of owners in that horse as well to celebrate with.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, there is a... I think that's why Hill said they're roaring at home, because I think there's 50 owners there, so he would have been able to hear them from the broadcast box. But I was really happy with the horse, and it probably, when a judge like Warren sees the horse work and says in agreement, that really just makes you a little bit more confident, you know.
Dan, the really impressive part I've thought of his race was when Haunt had got up within 3/4 of a length of him and Declan sort of really revved him up at about the 200, the gap he was able to put on Haunt in the last 100 metres or so?
Yeah, definitely. He wasn't entitled to run the second quickest last 200 of the race with the way he set the race up. But, yeah, as soon as it got sort of within 3/4 of him and Declan waved the whip at him, he picked up and went away again. But in saying that, Horner was probably at his top the whole race just to stay in touch with him. So he probably peaked on his run at the furlong as well. So probably to the eye, it probably made it look a bit more impressive than it was.
He passed that test yesterday. It's going to get tougher as we get deeper into the spring. What's the short-term plan?
Just see how he pulls up this week, how he does. He'll probably either run 2 weeks' time or 3 weeks' time, and then into the Rupert Clark. We'll just... It was a tough run, took a bit out of him. He knows he had a run, but the grand finals are Rupert Clark, so everything's around that. So that will decide where we run in the next couple of weeks.
You mentioned the big group of owners, but the team involved in your stable and probably no one more invested in it than your wife, Danita, and great footage from racing.com yesterday of her emotions as she was watching the final stages of the race unfold. Must have been a proud family moment last night for you.
Yeah, it was a good moment for the stable and the family, to all the hard work we put in and get results like that. And they're very good at being strategically placed, them racing.com cameras.
Race 5 at Coleraine today. You've got He's the Bomb going around. He's in the market with Harry Coffey aboard. He's probably no Be Good to Your Mother at this stage. What's the expectation today? Benchmark 58 over 1,400.
Very grounding to win a group race yesterday and then go to Coleraine for a 58 today, I'll tell you that much. But he's in his race today, very winnable. We scratched him last week from Casterton because it was too heavy and didn't think he could beat the favourite, and he strikes a race where he's a real chance today. The visors go on to sharpen him up a bit. because you obviously need to be a bit close to the speed at Coleraine. So look, I'll be confident that he'll be really close, going close.
Great day for the stable and the family and so many people involved with Be Good to Your Mother yesterday, Dan, and the ride of Declan Bates, just knowing the horse so well, another part of that story. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.